Today is the 20th anniversary of the abduction of 9-year-old Amber Hagerman of Arlington. Her murder in 1996 led to the Amber Alert, a system of media notifications advising the public to be on the lookout for missing children. It is now nationwide, the legacy of a bright brown-haired girl who loved to ride her bike. That's the sound of the Amber Alert. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children credits the Amber Alert with rescuing nearly 800 abducted children since 2009, all because Amber did not come home.
This is an 11 News special report.
January 13, 1996 was a Saturday. Warm, temperatures near 70. Amber and her younger brother Ricky rode their bikes to the parking lot of an abandoned Winn-Dixie store on East Abram Street in Arlington, a block or two from their house. They rode near the loading dock. That's where 5-year-old Ricky and a nearby neighbor witnessed the unthinkable, starting with a man in a black truck.
Man literally grabbed Amber off of her bicycle as she's kicking and screaming, threw her into the truck, through the driver's door, and then drove off across the parking lot and then drove west bound on Abram Street.
That's retired Arlington Police Sergeant Mark Simpson, who headed the Amber Task Force 20 years ago. The details of that day undimmed by time. Sunday came, no sign of Amber. People came to the Winn-Dixie parking lot with flowers, stuffed animals, and pink ribbons.
We have a breaking story to update you on.
Early Monday morning, I was at the parking lot, taking over the story from the weekend reporters. It had turned cold, cloudy, gray, and wet. The mist hung in the air as if it were waiting for something. Droplets huddled on dozens of pink ribbons and bows. That morning, the somber weather became the backdrop for Amber's mother as she talked to reporters on the lawn of her nearby home, her anguish palpable. Rain clouds and chilly temperatures followed investigators on Tuesday. No sign of Amber. Wednesday evening, there was a thunderstorm. Late that night after the storm, a man walking his dog spotted Amber's body in a small creek about 3 miles north of the Winn-Dixie. Her throat had been cut. 20 years ago, Lieutenant Mike Ollier was on the Amber Task Force. It's a case he carries with him today.
Amber would be close to 30 years old today. Who knows? She may have had a family of her own by now. She may have been a doctor, a lawyer. We'll never know. That innocence was taken from her.
The task force never found the man in the black truck. They're still following up leads, nearly 8,000 so far. And there's a new $10,000 reward from Oak Farms Dairy. 2 decades later, Amber's mother, Donna Williams, still waits for justice for her daughter.
As her mother, I'm not going to give up. I still have hope that he will be caught one day. And to Amber's killer, and I just have a few questions for you. You know, why did you take my little girl?
A lingering question for a mother, a police department, and a community.